This will be our closing session for the 2007 20th anniversary of the Pune Yatra. I wish to express my sincerest heartfelt gratitude to all of you for participating with such enthusiasm and devotion. The Pune Yatra has become a very special tradition for many of us. It is a time when devotees from various parts of India and the world come together simply for the purpose of hearing and chanting and being with one another. Srila Prabhupada instructed us that we can show our love for him by how we cooperate. How we show our love for Srila Prabhupada is how we show our love for Krishna. Yasya prasada bhagavat prasada. Yasya prasadana gati kutopi. This morning our beloved God brother Soma Prabhu, Soma Das Prabhu, chanted this sloka of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It was the first Mangal Arti that Soma Das Prabhu has led in 30 years. A very historical event that we have witnessed. When we please Srila Prabhupada, we please Krishna. All of our spiritual progress is dependent on one factor, how we please Krishna. Sam siddhir haritoshanam. Whatever our duties we may perform in our ashram, in our varna, its success is according to how much it has pleased Krishna. Krishna is only pleased by one thing, devotion. He does not require anything else from anyone. He simply wants to reciprocate with our love. When Srila Prabhupada said, you can show your love for me by how you cooperate, he's very much telling us a secret of how we could make spiritual progress, how to please Krishna. But it is a great challenge that he has presented before us, because in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, to cooperate is one of the most difficult things that you can expect amongst human beings. Due to this false ego and its selfish disposition, we want to be controllers, proprietors, and enjoyers. We want prestige. Due to that contamination of the heart, almost anyone is potentially our enemy. In Krishna consciousness, cooperation is not like that of the United Nations, where somehow or other they sign peace treaties not to kill, destroy, or exploit each other, simply because it's better for me. And the problem is, it never works. Despite the League of Nations and the United Nations, there has never been a time in this world when there are not so many wars being fought, often escalating into world wars. The cooperation Srila Prabhupada was appealing to us to accept was that of transcendental Vaishnav relationships, transcending the inebrieties of the false ego by keeping Krishna in the center of our lives. Kali Yuga is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. How to counteract it? Through the Yuga Dharma, which is Nam Sankirtan. When people come together to relish hearing the glories of the Lord, to raise their arms and chant the glories of the Lord, to work together in a mission to spread the glories of the Lord, this is all Nam Sankirtan. It is the only means in this age of Kali to transcend the dangers of quarrel and hypocrisy. It's the only means of uniting on a spiritual platform, on the very platform of the soul. In Chicago, Srila Prabhupada was speaking to a police commissioner. Chicago has historically been famous for crime. When Srila Prabhupada was there, there was so much crime, not only in Chicago, but all over America. When Srila Prabhupada was on the plane, en route to his destination, he saw in Time magazine the cover story, crime, what to do about it. Crime was going so much out of control. Now here's the wealthiest, most powerful, most prestigious country in the entire world, but crime is out of control. And the article expressed how even the greatest thinkers and biggest leaders didn't know what to do about it. It was like an epidemic. Srila Prabhupada said, I will tell you what we can do. Just give us some nice facilities in your city, some good building, and we will conduct every day Nam Sankirtan. And the government should advocate people coming for this Nam Sankirtan. And after chanting and dancing together, we will give prasad. Hare Krishna. Krishna's name will unite people's hearts. Krishna's name will purify people's hearts. And then there will be peace, real peace, even in this age of Kali. But our chanting of Hare Krishna will not really have the substance of pleasing Krishna unless we have cooperative, affectionate relationships with one another. So this Puna Yatra is a time when we all come together exclusively for this purpose, to chant, to dance, to speak about Krishna, to hear about Krishna, to serve one another, to respect one another, to uplift one another with a deeper attachment to the holy name. And if it is performed in the proper spirit, it creates permanent bonds of love between our soul and each other and with Sri Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. Devotees very much look forward to this Puna Yatra. And devotees very much do not look forward to it ending. Of course, some of you may be quite tired, but that fatigue is the perfection of austerity. So today we will all part for our own respective places and experience the sweet blessing of separation from the Vaishnavas. In separation or vipralamba, the happiness of meeting becomes intensified. And in separation from Krishna and the devotees, our love goes deeper and deeper internally. It is a very purifying experience. On this day, I would like to share with you the profound experience of separation I have been feeling from one of my very dearmost, honored and respected God brothers. This particular saint was so dear to Srila Prabhupada. Whenever I would see him or even think about him, I had the feeling that only a few devotees within our movement would give, somebody who was just so close to Srila Prabhupada in his life that it was like being with Srila Prabhupada himself. Srila Prabhupada's love and faith in this Vaishnava is a great legacy within the pages of Vaishnava's history. We are speaking about His Holiness Sripad Bhakti Swarup Damodar Swami Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada has written that Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda especially sent their associates to particular places in the world just to help him to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, so Lord Chaitanya has sent devotees even into the families of Malechas and Yavanas just to help spread the holy name in those parts of the world and also to bring it back to India. Srila Prabhupada, he considered one of the most significant, prominent aspects of his mission was to defeat atheistic science. To establish Krishna consciousness from a scientific perspective. Why? Because in this time in history, people have so much faith in technology and science. Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, also affectionately called Sripad Maharaj, appeared in this world in Manipur. When Srila Prabhupada first met him and heard he was from Manipur, Srila Prabhupada was ecstatic. Because Manipur is a very, very cherished place in the hearts of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Srila Prabhupada said, it is, in all the world, the only Vaishnav kingdom. The direct disciples of Narottam Das Thakur traveled to Manipur and preached far and wide and established Gaudiya Vaishnavism very strongly there. Sripad Maharaj, he spent his childhood in a remote, faraway village in a very poor family where he worked in the fields with plows and oxen. Very simple life. He was very brilliant in his intelligence. He went to school and did excellent in all of his efforts. But because of the poverty of his family, they could not afford to keep him in school. He was about to have to quit school just to do the farm work. But his personality, his character, was so much loved by his teachers that one of his teachers practically adopted him in terms of education and sponsored his education and all of his physical needs so that he could continue his studies. He didn't ask for it, but he attracted the hearts of his seniors. Eventually, he received a scholarship, went to college in Manipur, and then in Calcutta, and later received a full scholarship to the University of California in Irvine, in the United States, where he was pursuing a PhD in science. While he was there, one of his professors, an Indian gentleman, brought him to see Srila Prabhupada in New Dwarka, or Los Angeles. From their first meeting, Srila Prabhupada loved him. It was extraordinary. Many thousands of people met Srila Prabhupada. But very few did Srila Prabhupada give so much attention and affection to instantly. The fact that he was from Manipur. At a time when most of the devotees of the Hare Krishna movement were hippies, a person from a very cultured Vaishnava family working on his PhD in an American university was something that really, really attracted Prabhupada's heart. And also because Prabhupada, even when he was sitting in the Radha Damodar temple, writing his purports and his little books like Easy Journey to Other Planets, he was challenging materialistic science. He was looking for that medium by which someone could translate his words into scientific terminology to actually go right to the hearts of the scientists of the world. And here was that man. But more than that, Sripad Maharaj, not only was he brilliant in his intelligence, but he had such a simple heart, so humble, so sincere, so respectful. Srila Prabhupada could see in him an eternal associate. In fact, in 1972, when Srila Prabhupada came to the Bhagavad Dharma Discourses, one of Prabhupada's most famous lecture series in America, he personally invited Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj to come with him from California. They rode on the same plane and sat next to each other in seats and discussed the whole time. He was Prabhupada's special guest. Srila Prabhupada gave him initiation. And what all of us know most about the fame and glory of this illustrious souls is his morning walks and conversations with Srila Prabhupada. It's not that he just asked questions. Srila Prabhupada probed him to ask questions. He inspired him to ask more and more questions. Srila Prabhupada would challenge him. What do the scientists say about this? And he would give the authoritative version of the scientists, and then Srila Prabhupada would crush it. Put it all into a Krishna conscious perspective. Through these morning walks, dozens and dozens of them, it was more or less, although there were so many of the leading devotees of our whole society, GBCs, sannyasis, temple presidents, those morning walks at Cheviot Park and Venice Beach, it's practically simply a dialogue between Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada was so excited. He was ecstatic. He had someone he could preach to the whole world through. He could preach to the whole world for all time to come and address these issues regarding material science through this one person. And Srila Prabhupada himself instructed these conversations with Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, printed in a book, and called it Life Comes from Life. Srila Prabhupada established the Bhaktivedanta Institute as the wing of ISKCON to specifically approach the scientists and the people who are affected by science. He put so much energy and so much of his life into this Bhaktivedanta Institute, Srila Prabhupada, and established Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj as the leader, the chairman, the president. Srila Prabhupada told BBT and the GBC for Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, whose name was then Swarup Damodar Prabhu, he said, whatever money he needs, whatever manpower he needs, whatever facilities he needs, give it to him. Hare Krishna. That was Srila Prabhupada's conviction. That was Srila Prabhupada's faith in this man. I've never heard of Prabhupada saying that about anybody else. Anything he needs, give it to him. Recently, I was in Los Angeles for the memorial ceremony of Maharaj. I was astounded by what I observed. There was only about a half a dozen Srila Prabhupada disciples there. And each one that came to the platform to speak received personal instructions from Srila Prabhupada regarding Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. It just happened that they were all there. First, Birabahu Prabhu gave an incredible explanation of his life. And then I spoke something from my heart. Then Amarendra Prabhu, he came forward. He's the leading attorney within ISKCON. He said in the mid-70s, he was the temple president of Gainesville, Florida, which was one of the most successful temples in all of America. Prabhupada came there. They were distributing so much prasad, they were doing so much preaching to the students. Devotees from all over the world would love to come there because it was such a dynamic preaching center. Even though he was the president of one of the most successful temples in the whole world, Srila Prabhupada wrote to him and said, I want you to arrange preaching programs for Bhakti Swarup, for Swarup Damodar Prabhu. Even if you have to leave your presidency and leave your present service, travel with Swarup Damodar and facilitate his preaching and help him. Amarendra Prabhu said there was so much going on in the temple, he wasn't able to do it. But Prabhupada actually ordered him to do it. Then the next person that came up was Dravida Prabhu, who was one of the senior editors in the Back to Godhead as well as the BBT. Srila Prabhupada instructed Dravida through a letter. Put aside all your other services as far as possible and go to Atlanta where Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj is and help him in his scientific preaching. Dravida Prabhu said the Back to Godhead and the BBT, there was so much he was working on in the middle of it, he just couldn't leave it all. But he understood the pressure that this is Prabhupada's order. So about a year later, he went to Atlanta and he served under Maharaj. Then another Prabhupada, the next person came up, Bhanubhata Prabhu. He explained how Prabhupada instructed him to assist and work with Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj in San Francisco. It just so happened that everybody in the room was given the same instruction by Srila Prabhupada. How many other people Prabhupada must have instructed? This is just a drop of how much Srila Prabhupada put faith and trust in Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, and how much he loved him. The basis of the Bhaktivedanta Institute are simply the discussions between Srila Prabhupada and this intimate disciple. Srila Prabhupada spoke everything, what he wanted to say, and the Bhaktivedanta Institute is simply meant to take what Srila Prabhupada has said and translate it in a way that people with a scientific bent will understand it. And to approach them in many creative ways. Another very special contribution that Maharaj gave to our society is his culture. He was such an absolutely cultured person in his way of dealings with people, in his Vaishnav etiquette. And through this Manipur cultural tour, he traveled all over the world to spread Vaishnav culture, which is significant because Srila Prabhupada specifically said that we will spread Krishna consciousness through cultural conquest. Philosophy is one aspect of culture, but human dealings and etiquette and relationship is culture. Music is culture. Dance is culture. Poetry, architecture, this is all culture. Through the Manipur troupe, he was invited all over the world to help temples to spread Krishna consciousness. Heads of state, government officials, celebrities, they would come to these programs that they would never come in any other way to the Hare Krishna movement. Beautiful dance, incredible kirtans with all of these murdunga players. Please control your senses, please, and be patient. When we do kirtan, a few people may come. Well, when they would do their kirtan, according to the Manipur traditions, it was a cultural experience for everybody and anybody. And they had their martial arts displays. In this way, yes, he traveled all over the world, helping to boost up the morale of devotees and to help their centers to raise funds, to attract new people. And later on Srila Prabhupada's order, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj returned to Manipur to preach. Because Manipur is not such a prominent country politically in the world, very few people, even devotees, can comprehend what he did there. He single-handedly went there and transformed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people's hearts to become devotees. He built one of the most magnificent temples in all of the world, of ISKCON, and installed beautiful deities of Radha Krishna Chandra, is it? We went there for installation. It was a fantastic event. It became the prominent temple in the entire country of Manipur. And Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj became perhaps the prominent saint in the entire country of Manipur. The presidents, the head ministers, they would come to him to offer respects and to take guidance. He was like the saint of Manipur, accepted by thousands and thousands of people of Manipur. Of course, for those of us who knew him personally, how his kirtans thrilled our hearts, how his wonderful lectures enlightened our souls, how his compassionate dealings with others lifted our hearts. Many of Srila Prabhupada's disciples who were alienated or discouraged due to circumstances over the years, they found in him such a deep and perfect connection to Srila Prabhupada that they came back to Krishna consciousness and simply wanted to assist him. I never had the opportunity to work with him, but over the years, on many, many occasions, we would meet as godbrothers, as friends. That's the way he dealt with me. But in my heart of hearts, I saw him like a sacred icon, like a deity which represented Srila Prabhupada's divine service. He was always so kind, so affectionate, and so absolutely Krishna conscious. But by the mysterious will of the Lord, last year, just a few months ago, he was taken from our physical presence. Thousands of devotees throughout the world, as well as many of the foremost leaders of interfaith throughout the world, experienced the shock. More than anyone in the history of ISKCON, he really made his presence in the interfaith preaching and circles of leaders of other religions. He was accepted amongst them. Yes, it was a sudden shock that shook the world. But we know for sure that His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, has personally called him back to the spiritual world. And we believe that His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj is ecstatically within the loving embrace once again of His Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. And for this, we celebrate his life. Srila Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj Ki Jai. Let us all pray for his mercy on this day and try to follow the extraordinary example that he left us all in his life. And we are very honored to have one of his very dear disciples here with us, Brindarani Devi Dasi, the wife of Gaurvani Prabhu, mother of Revati Prem and Kairava Chandrika Devi. Let us thank her for so nicely representing her spiritual master here at the Pune Yatra by loudly chanting. At this time, I would like to request our senior devotees, Srila Prabhupada's disciples, and other visitors who have come from abroad to express to the assembled devotees their closing messages.